For those who don't know, we moved into this new venue beginning November. And so it was quite a hectic time for Michael and for myself and some of us. I didn't get to reading my Bible. And that's why I love the holidays. Time to get away. I love this time of the year because it's just an amazing time to get away. Holiday for me is to read my Bible and spend some time with my wife and my son. It really is an amazing time to, I don't know about you, but I love this transition time of the year because you get the opportunity to forget about all your mess-ups of the previous year. And you get an opportunity to recalibrate, refocus, reevaluate, and go in the right direction. So I'm excited about 2011 because, yeah, I don't know about you, but life is quite short. And so activity isn't always the, you know, sometimes we think it's just good to be busy. You know, if I'm active and busy, then that's good. But it's actually not so. It's time like this is a time to evaluate your life. To say, okay, let's look at 2010. Let's look at how I've been living. Let's look at how I've been investing my time. How have I been investing my, in terms of relationships, in terms of work, in terms of church. And then to say, well, have I been investing it in the right way? Was my investering correct geweest? And maybe I should refocus, reevaluate, repoint, get a new focus point. And so for me, this last 2 weeks has been good. We went to my parents-in-laws, and then there's somebody to help with the little one, and then I can get out my laptop. And I can put on my earphones, and I can cut out everybody and everything, and then I just get into it. Just really focus on God and get into the Word and say, okay, Lord, what is your plan for 2011? What do you want to do in 2011, God? Because I know you've got a plan. I know you've called us. I know you've got a purpose for our lives, for each and every one of us. God has a very specific purpose. All we need to do is to ask God, God, what is that purpose? What is that plan you have for us for this year? And what is the strategy that you want us to fulfill that? The strategy. And so I want to encourage you, take this time. Next, hopefully, some of us will still have a bit of holiday. Maybe not the doctors, but hopefully you'll have some time still to evaluate and say, okay, Lord, just cut out all the busyness. Allow your heart to become silent and just come and sit at the feet of God and say, Lord, what do you want to do this year? What do you want to do with my life? How do you want to invest? How do you want me to invest my time? God, what? Where do you want me to position myself so that I can bring glory to your name? And I must say, some of the best times of my life has been this time of the year. When I did that, I put some time aside and then God spoke to me. Now, if I would hear the Lord in this ear at this time, it would surely be a miracle. And I would know it would be God that would be speaking. This ear is better, but this ear, If I hear the God's voice here, it must be God. But this time of year it's really a time to hear from God. And I want to encourage you, set up this next week, the next 2 weeks, even this month, and say, Lord, show me. Get your priorities straight. Get your focus right. Put out a framework for your life so that when opportunity knocks, you can take it, but also when the wrong stuff comes and knocks, you can say no. I'm not going to go down that road. If I evaluate 2010, there's been times that I've been just too busy. I've been active. I've been doing stuff. But I've not been busy with the right stuff. And so, I want to encourage you to do the same. reevaluate. Okay, so welcome back, or welcome to the Eastern Cape for some of us. It's a lekker plek hierdie. Really is a very laid back place. But the kingdom's going to come here. I tell you, the kingdom's going to come because the kingdom's going to come. Because God's got a plan. God has called us for a time like this, and it's exciting. So seek the Lord and sift through all the clutter of life. Make sure you get that focused. Make sure you get time with God. Make sure you invest your time effectively. And so I've been asking the Lord, because I don't like shooting in the dark. I don't like just doing things for the sake of doing it. I need to know why. So I don't relate with these accountants, auditors. My wife's an auditor. I really struggle. In the past, when she was an auditor, she would come home and she'd explain to me the big trouble that she's in because they can't find that number. Say 100,000 rand out of 100 million. I think just write it off. That's what we engineers do. Just kook om subiki. Sort them eight, don't stress about it. You must be within a certain percentage. But no, the accountants, they must be on the dot. Now that's too much stress. Why was I saying that? I don't know. But that was interesting. Oh, I was trying to say, I've been asking the Lord, what, because I don't like shooting in the dark, I'd like to know, God, this year for us as a church, what must I focus on in terms of ministry, pulpit ministry? What are the important aspects of a Christian life? What would cause a Christian to succeed in life? And I felt the Lord spoke to me. This is so exciting, but if you can put on the first slide, I want to speak to you about a leap of faith for this year. But the next slide, 2 Peter 1, verse 5. I felt the Holy Spirit take me to this scripture to show me basically eight areas that's critical for an effective Christian life. Okay, so this is to go through all the clutter. There are so many things we can talk about, so many things we can speak about, so many things that that you as a Christian or myself can focus on. But I felt God saying through the word there, that these eight things are the most important things that we need to focus on to become an effective Christian. So look at this. It says there, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. This is powerful. For if these things are yours, say yours, yours, just make sure you're still there. If these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Neither barren nor unfruitful. Now that's what I want for my life. And I believe that's what we want for every believer. Not to be barren. Not to just have a theoretical knowledge and understanding of God. But it's not translated into fruit, into life, into change. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, if you do these things, you will never stumble. How about that? Have you ever been worried about not being making it to the end, but maybe going astray, missing God, losing your salvation? Well, it says here, you will never stumble. You will never go astray. You will never completely fall away from God. You will be fruitful in your life. You will succeed as a believer, as a Christian, if you have these eight things in your life. So if we go to the first verse there, verse 5, it says, giving all diligence. Okay, now this is very important. Giving all diligence. Why is diligence so important? Because you see, God gives us everything, everything. He gives us all the resources of heaven. He makes it all available. But then he says, now, I've given to you everything you need. Now, with all diligence, God is saying, okay, now work with me. I've given to you everything you need, but now make some time for me. I've given you all you need. Now apply those tools. Apply those things in your life. Because in the end, if you add these things to one another, you'll find yourself in a place you'll not stumble, and you will have much fruit, and you will truly know God, and God will manifest in your life. Okay, so there's these eight areas. I'm not going to go into them now. It's basically eight areas that I've been studying. And I'm going to cover these eight areas during this year. But it kicks off with faith. It starts off with faith. And now add, extravagantly add to your faith each of these other areas. So we're going to go get to them as we go on through this year. But it starts off with faith. And I just felt God speak to my heart, whispering to my heart, that it all begins with faith. It all begins with faith. And I want to remind you, I know most of us probably know this, that faith is important, but it really is critical. Faith is extremely important. And you and I need to know that spiritual growth does not happen automatically. You have to purpose in your heart. You have to say, everything I have, with all diligence, I'm going to receive the things that God has given to me. Okay, so let's look at faith. We're going to talk about faith this month. Faith. And we're going to take a bit of a leap of faith. Faith is critical. Why? Did you know that faith is more valuable to you than lots of gold? That comes down to, like, say, 1 billion rand in your bank account. Faith is more valuable than gold. Fascinating scripture. 1 Peter 1, verse 6 to 7. This really spoke to me. I was speaking to a friend of mine, another part of the country, and he was struggling in a specific area of his life, and I was trying to get to the bottom of this thing, saying, what is going on here? Because you are not applying certain principles that you know is the truth, or you knew is the truth. And it was specific in the area of finances. He was contemplating not giving anymore as he's given to the church and to the cause of God as he has in the past. And so we started to talk over the phone. I was challenging him and said, why do you believe that? Why do you believe that? Why do you believe that? No, he read that there and he read that there. And as we were talking, it dawned on me. You're struggling in your faith, aren't you? You're struggling to trust God. The finances isn't the issue. The issue is you're struggling to trust that God is your provision. And there was a manifestation of the level of his faith. And so he reinterpreted scripture and he reinterpreted because he wanted to rather hold on to his money than rather give. Do you see what I'm saying? And what's so interesting, after I spoke to him, I read this scripture, and it was so amazing to me, because it says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. What is the saying? They're saying, guys, you can rejoice. You're going through some trials, but it's all for a reason. It's all for a purpose. There's going to be a result. Genuine faith. And you want genuine faith. Genuine faith is the key causes you to be a rich man or a rich woman. Lots of money in the bank does not make you rich. Having a heart full of faith makes you rich. And so I want to encourage us this year to put this goal before us. Grow in faith. Grow in faith. Grow in your trust in God. Because it all starts with faith. You see, we value many things in life. Would you agree? We value our houses, cars, stuff, money. But I tell you, our greatest treasure is to be able to trust in God for today and for tomorrow. To trust in God for 2011. To boldly and confidently step into this year and say it's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good night tonight. That's what one song says. It's going to be a good year this year. Why? Not because I'm a wishful thinker. Sorry. Not because I'm a wishful thinker, but because I trust in the living God who's already made provision for my life. So faith. Why is real faith so important? Why? Why is real faith so special? Because it speaks of a genuine relationship with God. If you have real faith, it speaks of trust. And then it speaks of real relationship. Guys like Moses, guys like Abraham, they were men of faith, but they'd also they were men who had relationship with God. And so I want to encourage you, set this goal for yourself. This year, I want to grow in faith. I don't want to lie awake at night worrying about finances. I don't want to lay awake at night worrying about this project or this job thing. I know my God is faithful and He will come through for me. He's already made provision. But faith is the connection with God's power. Faith is the connection with all of God's resources. That's why faith is more valuable than gold. When you trust in God, all of who He is becomes available to you and all that He has. But you need real faith. You need genuine faith. You need authentic faith. I think for most of us, we struggle to have real faith. Most of us live within safe comfort zone boundaries. Make sure my money is sufficient. Make sure my house and my this and my holiday and my this. But I've got my nicely worked out comfort zone. Do you know the result of that? You don't need to trust in God. Because you've all worked it out. This is my safe place. But to grow in faith, you need to step out. You need to take a leap of faith. You need to step out of your comfort zone. And you need to say, okay, Lord, I want to grow in faith. And so I'm going to step out of my known environment. I'm going to step out into a place where I can grow. Is it comfortable? No. See, lekkerny. But the fruit of stepping out, it's awesome. Doesn't matter how many victories you've had over life, you've got wonderful memories of them. That's fine. But to have victories when you stepped out in faith means that your faith grew every time. So you bring your faith with you. It grew. And so you're able to handle any challenge that comes your way. Look at a marriage relationship. Now, if you've gone through a few storms together, and you made it through, and you were there for one another, the relationship grows, the trust grows. Sometimes trust is broken in those times. But when storms come, it sort of reveals who we truly are. The masks are off. It's the real you. And now we're going to see what's going to happen. But you and me, we run away from challenges. Instead of saying, God, this challenge is my biggest blessing, because I'm going to grow through this. And so I'm telling myself for this year, I'm not looking for a comfort zone. I'm not looking to control my life and everything that's happening. I'm saying, let's take a leap of faith. Let's step out. Let's go where we've not gone before. Why? So that we can grow in faith in God, and that is my greatest treasure. Faith. More than gold. Can you say that? More than gold. More than gold. Is what? Your faith. True faith. Genuine faith. So aim for that. Don't aim for the other things. Aim for faith. And I believe, in the same way that a marriage relationship grows, or any relationship, a friendship, grows through the difficult times. Why? Because, as I said, the masks are off, the walls are off, it's now a real relationship happening. It's the same with God. If I think back, the toughest times of my life since becoming a believer were the times when God actually came through for me. I remember the one time there was a change in my life that wasn't my own choice. It was sort of chosen for me, and I was really freaked out. I was like, this is not the will of God. This is not the will of God for me. This is not, I feel safe when I'm in the will of God. And I just felt, this is not the will of God for me. Somebody else has now made a decision about my life, and they are controlling me in a sense, and this is now going to mess up everything because I'm outside the will of God. And it's so amazing when I look back. In those times, somebody would come to me with a word. They say, God spoke to me. And then they would share this dream or vision that they had, this picture. And it described exactly what I was going through. And it showed exactly how God would come through for me despite my challenge. And that is exactly what happened. Because my God is faithful. He is in control of the bigger picture. But the challenge is to trust in Him when you're going through that transition, when you're going through that difficult time. Faith is our greatest treasure. Faith is more valuable than gold. And faith pleases God. Do you know that? That faith pleases God? Hebrews 11, verse 6. It says it is impossible to please God. That's what it's saying. It is impossible to please God without faith. And I'm sure all of us desire a relationship with God. We want to know God. We want to be like Moses. We want to be like Abraham. We want to say, I know my God and I am known by Him. But it says it is impossible to please God without faith. But he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Our greatest treasure is faith. Because it connects us with the one that we love and the one we want to know. I sometimes think to myself, I'm spending so much time in the Word. I'm spending so much time in prayer. Maybe I should get out there and live life. And I realize God is a rewarder. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I'm going to bear the fruit of it. He's going to reward me when I pursue Him again. Diligently. So I encourage you, diligently pursue Him and know that He will reward you. But faith pleases God. Why? Why does faith please God? Because without faith, you're dead. Did you know that? Without faith, you are dead. Because you're disconnected from God. Without faith, you are surrendered to the elements and the circumstances of life. Without trust in God, you are left to your own. This one movie, one of my favorites, Bourne Ultimatum, the third one, Bourne Ultimatum. There's this superhero guy. He is the ultimate human weapon. He always knows what to do, and he just sorts out everything at any time. And this one part of the movie, there's a journalist that other guys are trying to abduct, and they're in this, I think it's an airport or a train station, and there are lots of people, and Jason Bourne gave the journalist a cell phone, and now he's speaking to him. The journalist has the cell phone, and now Jason Bourne is telling him, go left, go left, go forward, tie your shoelaces right now. And then he would duck, and the guys wouldn't see him trying to abduct him and kill him. And so this process goes on where Jason Bourne shows him, leads him to safety. And at this one point, he's behind this door, and he's the journalist, and he's looking out, and he says, it looks as if he can now leave, he can now go out. And then Jason says to him, no, don't go out, because he saw there's something weird, that there's a sniper up top, and the sniper wants to take out the journalist. And then the journalist doesn't want to listen to the superhero. And so he says, I'm going to go. And then he goes out, and then they shoot him. And he's dead. Why? Because he didn't trust Jason Bourne. He didn't trust his advice. Now, I believe the Holy Spirit is like a super Jason Bourne. Always knowing what to do, when to do it, how to deal with the situation. If we would just listen and be patient and wait until he says it's clear you can go. Faith. Trust. Trust in the living God. Trust. Because without faith, this is just a fact, without faith you're dead. Without faith you're going to freak out and you're going to run astray. You're going to go outside of the will of God, and you're going to get hurt. Without faith, we're going to stress about things we should not be stressing, because we need to believe God, you're going to do it. You're going to sort it out. Okay, so how's your faith? How's your faith? Are you pleasing God in that sense? How's your faith? How's your faith? Now that scripture says in Hebrews 11:6, with faith, the impossible becomes possible. That's what it says. The impossible becomes possible. And for this year, I'm saying to myself, God, I'm aiming for faith. I'm aiming for genuine faith. I'm aiming to step out of my comfort zone. I'm aiming for the impossible. For with faith, without faith it's impossible, but with faith it is possible. Okay, so a leap of faith, ending off with this. Are you still awake? Humidity in East London, huh? A leap of faith. With my boy, he's 2 years old now, Vian. And, I forgot to say a few things, actually, I need to say. Pieter en Matty, praat julle in die kerk. Ek het vir hulle baie geluk sê, hulle het getrou middel van Desember. Kom ons geef hulle handjie. Meneer en mevrou Karinus. En dan net achter hulle, we have an engaged couple, Odin and Adele. Let's give them a hand. They are one of the few who listened to me when I said middle last year, I want everybody to be engaged by the end of the year. Now they are good members. Somebody's listening to the pastor. I appreciate that. Okay, so leap of faith. Now walking into a marriage relationship is a leap of faith, but there are great rewards. Great rewards. It's wonderful. Okay, so what does a leap of faith entail for us for this year? Now with my boy, he's 2 years old. Every now and again he climbs up onto something, like a table, or something that he's not supposed to be going. But then he would climb up onto something, and then he would find himself a little bit too high. Then he's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then, Papa. And then Papa comes. And now I'm like telling him, okay, Vian, jump, spring, Papa so fun, jump and I will catch you. And then he first looks around, checking out this thing, and then his knees go down, and then he goes, then he jumps, it's a funny little jump. And then I catch him, and he smiles, and he's happy, and I am happy. Why am I happy as dad? Because my boyki, he trusted in me. He trusted in me. It's a vote of confidence when the child jumps, when daddy says jump. It's a vote of confidence. Says, Dad, I trust you. I believe in you. And despite the height, despite the challenges around him, he jumps. And what happens right there? Relationship happens right there. It's like because of his fear, it's also sort of there's just a connection happening when I hold my boy. Real relationship happening right there. And I believe that is the same with our relationship with God. God is calling us to a leap of faith. You walking your way, you're climbing onto the wall and then onto another wall, and you find yourself, whoops, this is a bit challenging. Daddy, help. And when Dad says jump, you check out everything, you're saying, oh, all these circumstances, all these challenges. Can I trust God? And yet when you jump, relationship happens. When you jump, when you take that leap of faith, relationship happens. A leap of faith. As I said earlier, we desire comfort, we desire control, but that's not where life happens. Life happens in the jump. Life happens when we jump off. Adventure starts. Holiday adventure. Just going for it. Get something to trust God for this year. Get something. This is my challenge to you. Go to God in prayer this week and say, Lord, what can I trust you for? Lord, say, you're insecure. You have a tendency not to fellowship with people outside of your group, fellowship group. But you say, I'm going to break through that. I'm going to break through my insecurities. I'm going to break out of my comfort zone. I'm going to step out. I'm going to go out of my comfort zone, and I'm going to trust God that He's going to do a miracle in my heart and set me free. Let's put that out there. Get your focus right. 2011, what do I want? God, I want faith. I want to really trust you. I want to take leaps of faith. Little ones at first. Pada sprongikis. Okay? You start off where you are. But we go for, God, I do want big jumps of faith in you. I want to trust you because I want to know you. We have to step out. We have to bring our faith out of the theoretical into the experiential realm. We cannot be theoretical Christians. We cannot just be in our hearts and in our minds say, I believe, but my lifestyle does not show that I believe. So does your lifestyle show that you believe in God? Step out. God is calling us to leaps of faith this year. Choose to grow in faith. And you'll be able to say as you step out, as you jump, I've seen this It's not about the victory. It's not about getting it right. It's about stepping up. And as you step out, you're going to grow. And as you step out again, you're going to grow. And as you step out again, you're going to grow and grow and grow. Success is being faithful to the process that God sets before you. The rewards of success is something else. But so often in life, we focus on the rewards of success. So we look at our current lives and we say, I am not successful because I'm not seeing the rewards of success. But I can truly tell you, I am successful because I'm faithful to the process. I'm walking the path that God has set before me. And I believe many of us here are as well. You are successful. The rewards are going to come as you continue to walk by faith. Can you say that I am successful? Just be faithful to the process. It's a beautiful scripture. Yeah, I think in Jeremiah 9, which says, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty boast in his might. Let not the rich boast in their riches. But let him who boast in this, that he understands me and knows me. That's what God says. He that understands me and knows me. That's what I'm aiming for. The more control you have, the more comfort you have, the less you will know of God, because you only come to know him in the jump, in the leap of faith. That's when you get to know him. So I want to speak a blessing over us, over this year. I believe it's going to be a good year. A year with challenges, yes, but there's no challenge too great when we live by faith in an awesome, loving, faithful God. There's no challenge too big for our God. There's no challenge too big for a man or a woman of faith. Number 6, verse 23, speak to Aaron, he says basically, and say to the children of Israel, bless the children of Israel as follows. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Give you peace. Father, we pray this, Lord, of every life represented here. We pray, Lord, this blessing over your people and over this church. Now we say, truly, may the Lord bless us. May the Lord God Almighty keep us, protect us, cover us. May the Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Thank you, Lord, for peace. God, we pray for each of us, Lord, that at this time we will evaluate our lives. We will evaluate our investment of time and resources, giftings. And thank you, God, that we can come before you and say, Lord, here I am. A heart surrendered to you. Lead me. Show me the way. Thank you, God, that we can declare the goodness of God over every day of this year. Our God reigns. Our God is Lord. Our God is faithful. Our God is kind. Our God is merciful. And our God desires relationship with each and every one of us. Thank you, God. We declare it. You desire our hearts. Hearts surrendered. That's why faith pleases you. so Lord, we bring before you our hearts this morning. May our hearts be surrendered. May our lives be surrendered. May our thoughts be surrendered. May our worries be surrendered. May our work be surrendered. May our doubts be surrendered to you, to your love, and to your goodness. And when our daddy says jump, may we jump smiling, fearless. I just want to give us an opportunity to respond to the Lord. I just feel that God wants us to surrender our hearts to Him. And in the same moment, surrender this year to Him. When our hearts are surrendered, our lives are surrendered. So maybe there are worries, maybe there are doubts, maybe there are fears. Maybe there's some challenges you're struggling with, and you just want to lay it down at God's feet. I would like you just to stand. I just want to, just an act of surrender to the Lord. If there's something that you want to surrender to God, just stand. Or maybe there's something that you just want to bring before God now in prayer. Just something saying, God, this is my goal this year. God, this is something I want to trust you for, Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. With all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Don't try and figure it out. Next week I'm going to share a bit about that. Don't try and figure it out. Because God already has figured it out. Pray this prayer with me. Just say, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that I can trust in you. You are faithful. You love me. And you are for me. And so, God, this day, I surrender my heart to you. Every worry, every doubt, every fear, I lay it down at your feet. And I declare, you are bigger than this. You are greater than any mountain that could possibly come before me. God, you are greater than any challenge that can stand before me or stand inside of me. You are greater. This day, God, I pray, help me to trust with everything within me. Take the leap of faith wherever you may lead. Lord, I pray this in Jesus' name. Just take a moment, just where you are, standing or sitting, and just pray to the Lord. Whatever area you want to bring before the Lord, commit it to His hands. Into His hands. I just sense that the arms of God are wide open to each and every one of you. It doesn't doesn't matter how you have failed God. It doesn't matter how you might have sinned. It doesn't even matter, not even if you've had no faith. His arms are wide open. He says, just come to me. Come and rest in Him. God will make things good. He will make things new. I'm just going to give another minute or so. God, we thank you, God, that you would reveal to us your plan and strategy for each of our lives for this year. God, we thank you for a download, an impartation from your Holy Spirit to our minds, to our souls, to our spirit man. The will of God for 2011, the way of victory. For 2011, Lord, we receive it, Lord, and we welcome the whisper of the living God. Show us the way. Show us the way, Lord. Each of us. I want to ask that we take the next 5 minutes or so and that we pray together. If you're married, pray with your spouse. Maybe you're here with a friend. Pray with a friend. Just bring this year before the Lord. Pray for one another to grow in faith. And then just surrender 2011 to